And it's time to open the studio door and welcome an old friend of the program. Come on in and welcome to Marge Schimdidler, George's high school swim coach.
Hi, George.
She's on her motorized wheelchair. Hi, Marge. Oh, just park it right over there by the microphone.
Here,
yeah,
it's okay.
That's good.
I don't know. The brake doesn't lock anymore. Sometimes
that's
I roll
fine.
Downhill.
No, you're good. Good to see you. You look great.
Well, thank you, non-George. I just missed you, George, at the Super Bowl.
You were out there?
I was. I was dating Cam Newton.
You were dating Cam
Dating?
Newton.
Yes, and he was going to send me a plane ticket to come see him perform in the Super Bowl. But he didn't follow through, so I had to make it out there all by myself. Well, the chair's range isn't quite so good anymore.
That's a long trip.
Yeah, it only can go about 3/4 of a mile before I have to recharge.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So I left shortly before Christmas.
How'd you know he was going to be in the Super Bowl at that point?
But I finally made it out there, and I was coming to see you first, George, since you were my star pupil in high school.
You know, you seem like a really nice lady, but I did not
Thank
swim
you
in high
for
school,
that, George.
And I did not swim for you
Thank
at any
you for
point.
Saying that. Well, I finally made it to the Super Bowl just as I saw George leaving the hotel.
Oh, and he...
For the airport.
Couldn't get his attention.
I cried so hard I burst my bag.
Oh, my
gosh, Marge.
So I tried to find Cam, but what I found out made me very sad.
What's that?
I was not really in a relationship with the NFL's biggest young star. Turns out, I was being catfished by some type 2 diabetic from Butte, Montana.
Oh, no. Just showed
so
the picture
sad.
Of Cam, and you thought it was Cam.
I was so sad.
You went all that way.
All that way. I was expecting a romantic rendezvous. I had shaved my nethers and everything.
Oh, George,
we don't want to hear that.
Got over 7 pounds of matted hair from down there.
Oh my God.
No,
just shoved a weed eater down there for 20 minutes.
Oh, man.
Then I didn't look so much like a Kodiak bear.
No. You were all ready.
I was all ready for my weekend of crazy lovemaking.
No. We don't want to hear about that, Marge.
I was going to let him donkey punch me and everything.
Oh, it sounded like it was true love on your part.
What the heck?
Reverse
like
cowgirl.
No.
Everything.
ATM.
Don't talk like
that. But alas, it didn't quite work out for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just in the chair. Still not in a relationship with Cam Newton.
That's too bad, Marge. Really sorry to hear that.
By the way, George,
yeah.
I like that song.
Oh, what song?
You used to call me on my cell phone. That one.
Oh, yeah.
Who does that song?
Yeah. Well, Drake, I guess.
Is that Norm's partner, Drake?
No, well, that's Donnie doing that. That's like a parody about ticket stock and all that.
Yeah. Yes, I don't have a cell phone, George.
Oh.
I had a landline until Ma Bell ripped it out for non-payment.
Well, that's terrible. We got to get a cell phone.
So now if I want to make a call, I have to go to the public library and send a fax.
Oh, that's terrible. We need to get her a cell phone.
Yeah.
If I could just come to live with you, George... I would say until I get my feet back under me, but of course those were amputated a few years back.
No, well, that's terrible, but you know, Craig's got a lot of room
at
his house.
Not really.
But I want more than just room in a house, George. I want room in a heart.
Oh, well, we
and
George.
You have the
of course
biggest
we love you,
heart of anyone I've ever known.
Well, yeah, we love you, but you don't have to live with us.
And the biggest package of anyone on our swim team in high school.
Stop saying that.
Take her in.
It was huge, George.
Stop.
It looked like you shoved a cantaloupe in your pants.
No, you don't know me. And you didn't know me then.
I may not have known you all that well, but I knew your anatomy, George.
No, you didn't. Stop talking like that.
I never
it's creepy.
Could understand how you could fit an elephant's privates all right, onto a
stop person. It. A woman shouldn't talk like that. Nobody should.
So I'll just hook my chair up to the back of your truck. That way it won't be any problems for you getting me to your house.
Well, that sounds dangerous.
I don't it's think okay.
You're set for highway speeds, are you?
I have a rope.
You're not gonna water ski behind my truck. That's not going to happen.
I only do that on the weekends,
okay,
George.
Thank
only
you.
On the weekends.
Thank you.
Bye, George.
Bye.
Bye,
Marge.
See you. Stay off the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Oh, she's backing
That's
up. Now
I'm
she's
going.
Gone.
Now.
No, stay off it.
Didn't quite match up, but that's all right. 8:47 on the ticket. The biggest show coming to town is next.